Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to a Christian Manifesto today, episode number 52. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Torch Leadership Foundation. Pastor and Christian philosopher, Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer warned us and created the war plan that we as Christians need today to deal with a society that is increasingly moving away from God, the Bible, and moral principles. And I believe he saw the church, sad to say, doing the same. He wrote a Christian manifesto many years ago. I'm sure it's past 40 years now. And its words are just as relevant today as they were back then. Our Christian Manifesto today passage of Holy Scripture from the Word of God today is Acts chapter 5, verses 40 through 42, which reads, "And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." Beloved, our Christian Manifesto today quote is from Thomas Jefferson. He said, "Every line of true knowledge must find its completeness as it converges on God, just as every beam of daylight leads the eye to the sun. If religion is excluded from our study, every process of thought will be arrested before it reaches its proper goal." In this episode today, we are using as our text in this podcast and in this episode today, we're using as our text, of course, the Word of God first, but the fine book, A Christian Manifesto by Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer. Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer writes in The Use of Civil Disobedience, Part 5, "In a different area from the state schools, undue entanglement in the Christian schools. Allow me to repeat that. Undue entanglement in the Christian schools makes an especially apt illustration. In Russia, the state schools are geared to teach their form of state religion, the materialistic, humanistic worldview as the exclusive position. And simultaneously, one of the outstanding issues in Russia concerning which Christians must obey, or rather, one of the outstanding issues in Russia concerning which Christians must disobey the state to be loyal to God and to Jesus Christ and to the Bible is the state's laws against the parents teaching their children concerning Christ and Christian truth. In the United States of America, the materialistic humanistic worldview is being taught exclusively in most state schools, and it is worse today. Remember now, he wrote this some 40 years ago. But then those holding the humanistic worldview moved to control through the curricula and other ways, yes, even the government, the Christian or other private schools, even though these schools were set up at private cost by the parents in order to give their children an education based on the worldview of a universe created by a God who, and may I say, the God who objectively exists. There is an obvious parallel between this and the situation in Russia, and we really must not be blind to the fact that indeed, in the public schools in the United States, all religious influence is as forcibly forbidden as in the Soviet Union, sad to say. Marxism usually is not taught here, but the total exclusive secularization is as complete, sad to say. It should be noted that this is not only a problem for Christians, but for other religious groups as well. We must never forget that the humanistic position is an exclusivist, closed system which shuts out all contending viewpoints, especially if these views teach anything other than relative value and standards. Anything which presents absolute truth, values, or standards, is quite rightly seen by the humanist to be a total denial of the humanistic position, and I say amen. Because we see the humanistic position as demonic, quite frankly. I do, at least. I believe many of you do who believe the Bible. Anyway, as a result, the humanistic material energy chance worldview is completely intolerant when it presents itself through the political institutions and especially through the schools. In his book, Leftism, Eric von Kuhnelt Leden writes that as humanism begins to dominate the state, religion is then removed from the marketplace and the school, later from other domains of public life as well. And by the way, may I say, even though this book was written over 40 years ago by the great Dr. Schaefer, my dear friends, we are seeing this happen as he predicted today more than ever in America, the United States of America. Allow me to repeat that was happening. Now, he wrote this over 40 years ago, but it's happening today big time. The state will not tolerate any gods, and certainly not the Jewish God and the Christian God, may God help us, besides itself. The school is their special target. Then may I add the church eventually. Yes, in the United States of America, I assure you, if the church does not repent today, and I'm speaking now in a real way, in a real sense, you will not recognize the old United States of America at all. This is readily apparent in the Soviet Union, and it is carried forth in the same, or rather in the name, watch this, and it is carried forth in the name of religious freedom. For example, the Soviet Constitution provides, Article 124, in order to ensure to citizens freedom of conscience, the church in the USSR is separated from the state and the school from the church. Freedom of religious worship and freedom of anti-religious propaganda is recognized for all citizens. Though this is clearly apparent in Russia in regard to its schools, it is also apparent in the public school system of the United States of America. The humanistic material energy chants worldview intolerantly uses every form of force at its disposal to make its worldview the exclusive one taught in schools. That's why you can't pray in school in the United States of America, not the USSR, the United States of America. Shall we pray while we can? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this important time together. And Lord, I pray that your people would stand up for you before it is eternally too late. And help them to see how that they are boiling to death the proverbial frog. And so many minds are dead and fried, even in the church. Help us to humble ourselves and to pray, and to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you're listening today and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how you can trust Christ as Savior today and be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, please accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. And so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin and are separated from God in a place called hell. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean, wicked, hateful people and murderers and whoremongers. You know what a murderer is. You know what a whoremonger is. And sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars, I am sure you know what a liar is, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, beloved, this is bad news, but here is the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you because you are in this world. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ." He was speaking of himself. "That whosoever," that word "whosoever" is an old English word that means anybody at any time, "believeth in him," that is, has faith in, trusts in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish." Perish where? Perish in hell forever, but have everlasting life in heaven with God forever. Dear friend, just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. It goes on, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You will be saved. Do it right now. Until next time, my beloved, please continue to stand for the Lord and his word. God bless you.